Welcome to the Business Blast Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. This episode is brought to you by Authors Unite. Authors Unite provides you with all the resources you need to become a successful author. You can learn more about Authors Unite and join the free community at authorsunite.com. Now, let's jump into the episode. All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. Today, I have Josiah Miller with us. He's the owner of Free Life Boutique and a writer. He and his wife help women feel more confident by providing them with fashion-forward clothing without sacrificing comfort. So welcome to the show, man.
Thanks, Tyler. Appreciate you having me.
Of course. Appreciate you coming on. We'll dive into the first one, man. The first question I have for you is, what is the best story from your life that has an underlying valuable message?
So the best story from my life, I will go back to basically where I started my professional life. A month out of college, I joined the Raleigh Police Department in North Carolina as a police officer, And the story there really is perseverance, the message behind that, because there's so many times and so many days that during the especially initial training process in the academy and in the field training process, I just wanted to quit. There were times when I was one failed test or away from basically being forced to being done anyway. And it was just, so what got me through is just perseverance. And then what my dad used to say was perseverance is a steady drip that wears the hole in the rock. And that just always has resonated with me. So that's kind of what, I believe that, just keep on moving, don't stop persevering. I think is the best lesson that I learned from that. And that has, molded me into the person I am today and helped me through all these career transitions and, where I've, my progression so far. So I think it's a very valuable lesson. I think it's a very simple lesson, but it's not easy.
Yes. And what is the most valuable piece of information we should know that's within your expertise or industry?
So within the online retail industry in particular, and I believe that it carries over to most industries in today's society, I think it's more important to innovate rather than replicate. So there's a lot of people doing the same things and the same things. And to stand out, I really think there has to be an element of innovation there. In online retail, retail in general is changing rapidly. I mean, you see stories in the news every day about businesses shutting down. I mean, a big one recently was Toys R Us going under. You got to have that innovation. You got to keep ahead of the curve. You have to be ready to handle the dynamic environment. And sometimes the playbook that you have doesn't always work. So you have to make new plans. So I think that's the biggest thing in my industry, especially is to find ways to stand out and do new things.
Yes. And what's your best piece of overall business advice? So not necessarily industry specific.
So my best piece of overall business advice is don't play by all the rules. Sometimes it isn't as easy as doing the same thing that works for someone else. You got to be true to yourself. Everybody's different. People can give you advice, but you're your own person. And sometimes what works for them is not going to work for you. And clients and customers, they want you to be genuine. So they need to see you and the way you do things. And it has to resonate with them. So I think that going along with that, you need to self-educate. Don't expect the company or organization that you work for to provide you with every tool that you need. Good companies provide a lot of tools, but nothing can beat the intrinsic value of just human curiosity and wanting to, learn new things and learn how to better yourself or do things better, especially if you're trying to master a skill.
And if you could give your younger self one piece of advice, what would that be?
Don't ignore your God-given talents. In today's world, you can find a way to make a living doing most anything. I mean, especially with online and just the different avenues out there of either in sales or your own being an entrepreneur. So I think if you explore your talents and, you know, discover what you really enjoy, what you're good at, what, you know, what you're put here on this earth to do. And then you try to master those skills. I think one of the biggest things that I used to focus on and what I think the education system has taught us or used to teach us was, hey, what job pays the most? You need to go after that. So that way you can, you know, you can have the American dream or the, what used to be the American dream. And I think that's a bad piece of advice because there's obviously different ways of making money. So I wish I would have someone tell me younger, when I was younger, that, you know, you are worth more than the money that you make.
Yeah. And in your opinion, what is the key to happiness?
Freedom. Not in the sense that you just do whatever you want to, but freedom to make your choices, but to make the right choices and do the right thing for people with that freedom. You know, make time with the freedom that you have. Make the time for hobbies and family and your childhood passions. Don't let other people's expectations of you keep you from being the person God designed you to be. You have to, I think that freedom is, you know, freedom comes with a price, as our country knows. But I think that is a key, a huge key to your happiness.
And what is the best book that you've read, and what was the number one thing you learned from that?
Well, I read a lot, but the best book recently for business and also for writing is called A Million Miles in 1,000 Years, and that's by a man called Donald Miller. The number one thing that I learned is that story is the basic blueprint for life, business, relationships. In really great stories, there are conflicts. And then you have to overcome those conflicts. And there's what they call character arcs. You know, characters change and start at one point, and then hopefully, if it's a positive character arc, you get better at the end. And that sort of, you know, when you go through your life, these conflicts and these things that come up, they're headaches and they're sometimes nightmares and a lot of things you can't control, but how you respond to them and that story that you create that inspires others and shows others, you know, who you are, and it makes you who you are. So, and the result of that is just going through these lives and these conflicts and you're overcoming them and persevering is a result. It's a great story.
Hmm. And what is your favorite quote and why?
My favorite quote is 20 years from now, you will be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than by the ones that you did. So throw off the bow lines, sail away from the safe harbor, catch the trade winds in your sails, explore, dream, discover. Now, this is credited to Mark Twain, but they're not really sure it's from Mark Twain. But this quote is me. It's my mantra. It's what I believe down to my core. I really believe, you know, things I've talked about today about innovation and doing things is that you have to dream and discover and explore and try to always be seeking out, you know, new things and things that'll keep life interesting.
I love it, man. Dude, thank you so much for coming on. The last question I have for you before we let you go is, where is the best place for people to find you online?
Okay, well, for my business, our business is freelifeboutique.com. And then for my writing, you can follow me on Twitter at J.A. Miller Author. And I also write for an online publisher, Serial Teller, at serialteller.com. And the title is The Paths We Take.
Perfect, man. Thank you again for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Tyler. Appreciate you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.